B'tachin for Life, Shir 480, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Lech Lecha. We are introducing a whole new way to approach life. When a person, Rachmana Litzlan, hurts you, or if a person helps you, you have to remember that it wasn't that person that did it. That person is a puppet, and if he wouldn't have done it, somebody else would have done it. Of course, a person should have a karas hatayiv when somebody does you a favor. And the reason why you have to have a karas hatayiv is not because that person really deserves the karas hatayiv, because that person is just a messenger. You are going to get it anyway. The reason why you have to have a karas hatayiv is for yourself, to train yourself to be makir hatayiva that the Rabbeinu Shalom does for you. Like Chazal says, someone that's kofer b'toiva that somebody did for him, he will ultimately be kafui toiva in what the Rabbeinu Shalom does. That's what we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he didn't want to hit the ground because it helped him by burying the Mitzri. There's no hakaras hatoiv to the ground. The ground doesn't know if you hit it or not. Hakaras hatoiv is for yourself. If you benefited from the ground, you can't hit it. And the same thing is when somebody else benefits you. The Rabbeinu Shalom sent him to benefit you, and the Rabbeinu Shalom wants you to have a karas hatayiv. Why? Because the other person helped you? Of course not. But because he was the shliach, the Rabbeinu Shalom wants to train you in the midah of hakaras hatayiv to ultimately come to be makir tayiv, to recognize the good that the Rabbeinu Shalom does. So the Rabbeinu Shalom, instead of sending it to you directly, he sent it to you through somebody else. And that person was the shliach. That person was the messenger of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And then you express hakaras hatayiv to that person. That's a natural response. And then you learn from there to express hakaras hatayiv to the Rabbeinu Shalom. But really, every time a person does you a favor, it's directly from Hashem. So next time a person does you a favor, instead of thanking him wholeheartedly and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu half-heartedly, what really you should do is thank this person and thank him wholeheartedly. It's a wonderful thing that he did. That's hakaras hatayiv. But the real hakaras hatayiv you owe to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the next time you're saying Moedim, have this in mind, what this person did for you, because it didn't come from this person, it came from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Or when you're thanking the person, after you're finished thanking him, verbalize your thanks to the Rabbeinu Shalom, because he is the source of everything that happens. And that is how we view every single thing that takes place in our life, whether a human being did it, or whether it seems to have happened by itself. The hakaras hatayiv ultimately goes to the Rabbeinu Shalom. You only thanking the human because he was the shliach.